This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hi, everyone. Here's a bonus trade from the CIO of Bleakley Advisory Group, Peter Bookvar. You can check out the full episode with Peter at realvision.com/mylifeinfourtrades. And be sure to use the numeral 4 when you search. Is there somebody or a group that you think of as mentors or that's helped you or that even now you turn to when you are doubting yourself to sort of bounce ideas off of?
Well, one of the regrets that I have in my career is I never really had a mentor for that sort of showed me the ways. I had to learn a lot of it on my own and sort of walking through the forest lost and getting poked and trying to find my way out. Now, I consider more of my mentors not being personal mentors, being sort of spiritual mentors and reading certain people that just see the world similar to the way I do and approach that their investments similar to the way I do. So not that they came over, put their arm around my shoulder and says, you know, I'm going to guide and teach you the way. It was me just reading about their experiences that I tried to help incorporate into my own experiences. If that makes sense.
Absolutely. Everybody needs that. No, it does. You talked, you know, throughout, you talked about the importance of the sort of books and history. I mean, being a student of history sounds like it was really important for you in informing your framework.
And even just reading people now, I mean, there's select people that are my sort of my go-to reads on a weekly basis. And I'm not talking to them on the phone or hanging out with them, but I'm reading them and I appreciate their opinions. And they're not right all the time too, but we have just a very similar level. And it's, you know, hearing these opinions sort of help me know when I'm out of place and when I'm not.
Absolutely. That's why it's so important, I think, for people to have that communication, whether they're writing a book or whether they're putting it in a blog or whether they're doing a, you know, a video interview, but sharing their opinion and putting it out there for other people to help them learn from, I think is hugely important.
For sure.
Are you having as much fun doing it, Peter, now as when you first started out? Are you surprised at where you've ended up?
Am I surprised? I'm not surprised. I'm more grateful that I'm still doing this and that I love it. And I work 7 days a week, not because I have to or I'm forced to. It's just that I just love it. And there are moments of difficulty and challenges and stress. And there are times when you reap the rewards, but you know, I just enjoy it. So to me, it's something that is more than just a job. It's a hobby and something that, you know, I'll be doing for as long as I can think and read.
And that certainly is something to be grateful for.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to ask you, you know, this does come, you always seem, and even when we do interviews, you always seem so calm and so thoughtful and, you know, no matter what's going on in the day, how do you handle the stress of investing? Because it can be, as you said, if you're having a day or the markets, and we've seen what's been going on in the markets, I mean, you know, it's enough to stress out anybody, even people who aren't in it. How do you handle the stress of investing and trading?
Well, one, and again, this just suits my personality, and it's for some people, not for others, is that because a lot of my ideas are longer term in nature, it helps me to block out the daily noise. So if there's a crappy day in the market, yeah, I can understand where it's coming from. But if I don't feel like it impacts a particular idea of mine, you know, then I just say, okay, it's just, you know, chalk it up to a bad day. Now, the markets, obviously, over the past year, we're in a bear market. So you have to accept that reality and you have more challenging days than not, but you position hopefully your portfolio in a more defensive way in that environment. Understand the environment you're in. You know, the worst thing you can be is a bull market in a bear market and a bear in a bull market. You know, I know that from experience. Being a bear in a bull market is extraordinarily painful. But I think understanding the market that you're in helps you to deal with stress. So if the Fed comes out and they're hawkish and the markets fall, and you expected them to be hawkish because you've been thinking and talking about inflation for a couple of years, well, then you can weather that. But you know, you're going to have your frustrating days where you want to bang your head against the wall and how come this is not working out or how come that's happening. But I think just the older you get, the more things you see, and depending on again, the time horizon of your ideas can help you block out a lot of that noise. I know for me, if I was trading short term on a daily, weekly basis, you know, I'd be huge, much more stressed than I am, because I'd be so far into the daily fluctuations and the weeds of that, that I don't know how I would sleep at night. But that's just me.
So how do you unwind? How do you help? What helps block it out?
Watching sports, playing sports, having a drink at the end of the day, blocking it, trying to block out. While I say I work on the weekends, it's just reading, but try to do other things on the weekends. And, you know, try to decompress on the weekends and also on a vacation if you get one here and there.
Yeah. Nothing like sports, I think, to bring us out of our environment and totally immerse us in another one. You know, that's the beauty of it, especially when, if you're lucky enough to get your hometown in the hunt for something,
which
hopefully we're doing in New York. Mm-hmm. What advice or any tips would you have for investors or, you know, people starting out? They don't even have to be professional, just people who are, you know, trying to take some interest in growing their money. What kind of advice would you give them?
I think just constantly reading and learning as much as you can on your own. And, you know, if you have it's very easy, like if you're not in the industry, you have a financial advisor and relying on the financial advisor. If you have a good one, then that's great. But I think just everyone should just, if they're interested in the markets, learn as much as you can about it and make education not just something that has an endpoint, but something that is unlimited in what you can do. And that just reading the Wall Street Journal or Financial Times every single day is an education about what's going on in the world. And just constantly testing and testing yourself and learning more. Staying within your comfort zone, of course, but constantly just learning as much as you can.
I think that's great advice. Financial literacy is something, I mean, we don't always want to do it, but you don't want to go back and say, why didn't I know that? Or why didn't someone tell me that?
Yep.
You know, I mean, the more information you have, the more power you have. It's so critical, I think.
Absolutely. One of the joys I had is when my son was in high school, when he was a senior, he had an investments class and the teacher asked me to come in and, you know, chat with the kids and talk about the stocks that they owned. And, you know, that he was able to have that class, which is, I never had that class. We had our basic classes when we grew up.
Yeah.
And not every school system has these. But I enjoy at least younger people giving them my 2 cents if they ask me about my experiences, particularly the bad ones, because, you know, that's what helps you grow both as a person and as an investor.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. My daughter also has a financial literacy class. It's a requirement for all of them before they graduate high school.
That's
and it's
great.
And I love, especially for the girls too, who, you know, frankly, tend not to have these conversations directed at them. It's so fun and it's so empowering. Although she texted both her dad and I and said, like, what stocks do you think I should buy? And I was like, I need it right now. And like, we both threw names out, but then we were like, what time horizon? You didn't tell us it was for a 4 week performance. We were going
That's
crazy.
Yeah.
But she's very aware.
That's great. It's great that she's curious and she's great that she's asking those questions.
To hear the full episode with Peter, visit www.realvision.com/MyLifeInFourTrades. Be sure to use the numeral 4 when you search.